Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone keeping a secret from you?
Ah!
Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Paige.
Hello, Paige. Now, you're the one who called us last week, right? And Shaggy told you to call back?
Yeah.
Okay. So, refresh me on your story. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I was dating this guy named Nathan, and we went through a dating app. So, I wasn't really expecting anything. But when we finally decided to date in person, we seriously clicked. We both like the same TV shows, the same music, and we kind of have the same sense of humor. Everything just kind of like clicked.
Okay, so this is good then.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay.
We end up dating for a few weeks, and then I figure it's time to take things, you know, a little further. So the whole physical department.
Okay, so how much further are we talking here?
All the way.
Okay.
I don't waste time with the whole, okay, let's do this much for now and this. And I'm pretty much like, we're here, we're naked, let's do this, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Good for you. What a great motto. We're here, we're naked, let's do this.
It should be like the slogan for the Holiday Inn. We're here, we're naked. Let's do this.
I think that was actually the theme of my senior prom. All right. Anyways, so you do this, and then what happens? He dumped you?
No. Everything's still cool. Actually, everything is fine until, what was it, 2 weekends ago? I was on my way home from work, and it was a Friday, and I told him I was going to pick up pizza from this place that is Chicago-style deep dish.
Oof.
Because it's one of my favorites, okay? So I tell him, meet me at my apartment, and we'll have pizza.
I don't want to interrupt your story, but what pizza place is this that does Chicago deep dish? I have to know.
Oh, it's called Windy City Pizza. It's over in Battlefield.
Okay, in Chesapeake?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, so you're having pizza.
No, here's what happened. I get involved in a fender bender where my car is okay, but the car in front of me is damaged. And I hit the brakes in time. The accident happened right in front of me. So they call the police, and I have to wait around as a witness. So I call Nathan, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late. And he's like, well, I just couldn't see your parking lot.
Yeah. And on a Friday, too, you're done with work for the week. All you want to do is get home and eat pizza.
And get naked with your boyfriend.
Yes. Exactly. So I call my roommate, and I'm like, hey, my guy is on the parking lot. Will you let him come inside so he doesn't have to wait in his car for an hour and he can watch TV instead? And my roommate's like, okay. So I call Nathan back, and I'm like, hey, just go up to my apartment. My roommate said it's totally cool if you just wait inside for me.
Okay.
So he goes up there, and my roommate lets him in. Oh, I should probably tell you that my roommate's a guy, and his name is Jeff.
Oh.
And we're just friends.
Okay.
There's none of that roommate, but we screw each other for fun. Like, we're just legit friends.
Okay, good to know. So Jeff lets Nathan inside.
Yes, and he's waiting. And I eventually get there, and we eat the pizza, and he ends up staying the night. And the next morning, he gets up kind of early, and leave. And I could sort of tell something was bothering him the next morning because he got dressed really fast, almost like he was trying to leave before I woke up. And I'm like, is everything okay? And he goes, yeah, everything's fine. I'm just waiting for something. I'll call you later.
Huh.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the last time I heard from Nathan. Oh. And that was 2 weeks ago.
Wow. So he just straight up left and never called again?
Nope. And the worst part is, I'm sitting here going over everything in my head. Like, did I say something? Like, was he angry at me for being late? Did he not like the pizza? Am I terrible in bed? Like, what was it?
Okay, so can I tell you what my first guess is?
Please. Because I have no idea.
So I think your roommate said something to him. I you said those two were alone in the apartment for a while, right?
Yeah, like an hour before I got home.
Yeah. See, I bet your roommate said something like, hey, if you break her heart, I'm going to hunt you down or something like that.
But he's met Jeff before. Like, and they actually got along, like, really well. Like, great.
So you said when he came over, that was your first time doing it, right?
No. We have been doing it for a while at that point. It wasn't our first time at that point.
Okay, so it wasn't like you had an awkward first time or something?
No, like we were actually kind of getting really comfortable with each other at that point.
Okay, so you don't think it was the roommate, though?
Jeff? Nah, he's a really good guy, and he's a good roommate.
I
can't imagine him saying anything to Nathan.
I wonder if he was, like, spying on you guys while you were doing it, and, like, Nathan found out about it.
Oh, my God, yeah. That would have me running for the hills.
I would be pretty shocked if that was the case.
Okay, why don't we stop throwing out the theories here and see if we can get some answers from Nathan. You still have his number, correct?
Yeah, I have it, but he won't answer if I call or text him, so.
Okay, well, let's why don't we try, and let's see if we can get him on the phone to answer some questions when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Nathan?
Who's this?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, have you been listening at all this morning?
No. Did I win the office party thing?
Did you win the what?
The office party thing. The chicken wing bunch.
No. You. I think that's a completely different radio station, I think.
Oh. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm really awake right now.
No, that's okay. Actually, the reason we were calling is because we got an email from a girl named Paige. Do you remember dating Paige not too long ago?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, it's nothing bad. Don't worry. She's not pregnant or anything like that. Actually, she emailed us because she had said that she somehow scared away this great guy named Nathan, and now he won't answer my calls or texts, and I just want to know what I did that upset him so much. She sounds like she really liked you, but she's kind of wondering what she did to blow her chance with you. So, first of all, do you remember Paige?
Yeah, I remember her. She's a really cool person.
Okay. Well, so if she's really cool, then what happened? Like, she's trying to figure out what she did that made you disappear on her like that. Did something happen the night you came over for pizza? She told us you had to wait at her apartment with her roommate until she got home, right?
Yeah. Well, she was running late.
Okay.
Actually, she was in an accident, I think.
Right. She told us she witnessed an accident, so she had to wait for the cops. So did the roommate say something to you that creeped you out before she got home?
No. Her roommate was cool.
Huh.
Well, okay. Did something happen after you finished the pizza that night?
Yeah, something definitely happened, but...
Okay, so she admitted to us in this email that you guys were intimate with each other, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so did something happen that night that made you, you know, hit the bricks on this relationship so quick? Did she say something wrong, or did she do something wrong? I feel like none of us know the answer here except you.
I don't know if it's a big deal. It's just kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Okay, what freaked you out?
I don't really think it's something you can put on the radio, but...
I mean, we can bleep stuff out. I think we just need an answer for her, that's all.
Okay, I mean, if you think you can bleep it out, then I'm just warning you, but...
Nathan, I'm telling you, we can bleep everything out. Just let it rip. Pretend we are just two guys talking at a bar.
Okay, so... I decided to stay the night... And she tells me she wants to have sex because she's so stressed out about the accident and the whole night. So we started making out.
Okay, she said this was not your first time, correct?
No, it wasn't. But it was the first time we did it at her place. So every other time was at my place. So she's sitting up in the bed, and we're taking each other's clothes off, and she goes, hang on a second. And she reaches under the bed, grabs this box, and she opens the box up, and there's like, I don't know, 28 different sex things in this box.
Sex things as in like sex toys?
Yeah. Sex toys and a bunch of oils, these crazy and a bunch of I mean, it felt like I walked into a sex shop or something.
Oh my God.
So she just sat up and was like, hang on, let me get my arsenal of sex equipment out before we get started.
I just sat up and was like, if you have all that stuff, why do you need me here? And she just laughed and was like, does this really make you uncomfortable? And I didn't want to be a wuss about it, so I was like, no.
But in reality, it did make you uncomfortable.
There were things in this box that I was like, I don't even know what part of the body that would go into.
Oh my God. So, wait, what was it, like a giant box? Like, or like, was it a trunk or something? Or was it like a shoebox?
Well, it was a little bigger than a shoebox, but when I tell you it was cramped, like cramped.
Yeah.
The top full of
did she attempt to use anything on you at all?
Well, no, because I was like, you don't need that stuff because I'm here. So I just told her to put it away. But, I mean, when I said that, she gave me this look like she was really disappointed. So I figured that stuff is more of what she's into, I guess. But, I mean, it's not really for me.
Okay, so the box scared you away then?
I mean, I'm not scared of being a little kinky. But, yeah, some of the things in there were just like, I don't want to start going down that road and find out that there's more and more stuff. So I guess I'm old-fashioned. I like having a man and a woman at home.
Yeah, and keep the box under the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, now we know, I guess.
So, Nathan, if she told you, hey, we don't need my goodie box that was just for fun, would you consider getting back with her?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want her to have to give all this stuff up if that's what she's into. Like, she was pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are other guys that would be excited to try that stuff. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah, and you made a good point earlier. Like, what if that's not everything? What if that's just the starter kit?
Yeah.
You know?
She has a storage unit full of stuff.
Yeah. She's like, well, if you like that.
I got a silicone human body.
Come look at my closet. All right, well, listen, thanks for helping us solve this mystery for her. I'm sure she really appreciates it.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.